Imagine a world where you can't focus on anything for longer than the time it takes to read this paragraph. That's not dystopian fiction. It's our current reality. Gloria Mark's groundbreaking research reveals that our average attention span on screens has plummeted to just 47 seconds before switching to something else. This isn't merely about poor discipline or lack of willpower. After tracking human attention for over two decades, Mark has documented a fundamental shift in how our minds operate in the digital age. We've developed unbreakable bonds with our devices, creating paradoxical situations where technology designed to augment our capabilities leaves us distracted and depleted. The costs are significant. The mental energy required to switch between tasks, the emotional toll of anxiety, and the depletion of our limited cognitive resources. When researchers cut off email for a week, participants focused longer, switched attention less frequently, and showed measurably reduced stress via heart rate monitoring. The truth is, our relationship with technology has become deeply problematic, and understanding why is the first step toward reclaiming our minds. Our attention functions as an orchestra of brain networks, alerting, maintaining vigilance, orienting, selecting stimuli, and executive control, managing interference. Digital devices drain these systems through constant visual cues and unlimited information. Cognitive resources work like a bank account. You begin each day with a full balance, but every digital interaction makes a withdrawal. By afternoon, you're operating on cognitive pennies, making mindless scrolling nearly irresistible when depleted. Neuroscience confirms this through blood flow measurements. Sustained focus increases carbon dioxide in active brain regions while decreasing blood velocity, indicating resource depletion. We need breaks to replenish through sleep, nature exposure, or simple games. Most of us experience kinetic attention, rapid shifts between applications, websites, and devices. While not inherently harmful, most people lack skills to use this state effectively, resulting in stress, fatigue, poor performance, and burnout. This explains why willpower alone cannot overcome digital distractions. Our devices constantly challenge us to resist automatic responses, like checking notifications, actions requiring minimal effort but gradually eroding our resistance to distractions. As cognitive fatigue sets in, brain activity in working memory regions diminishes, leading to more impulsive choices. Several common attention traps capture even disciplined minds. The attention wandering trap occurs when browser tabs and apps trigger mental diversions. While mind wandering can spark creativity, excessive internet meandering steals time from important tasks. The rote attention trap happens when simple digital activities engage us through intermittent rewards, causing us to misjudge our time investment. The social media trap exploits our need for connection through likes and endless scrolling. The identity trap consumes attention as we maintain online personas, with followers serving as validation. The sunk cost trap keeps us engaged because abandoning already invested time feels wasteful. Recognizing these patterns is the first step toward breaking free. Our attention exists in four distinct states based on engagement and challenge. Focus occurs when we're highly engaged and challenged, absorbed in demanding activities that foster motivation and creativity while consuming cognitive resources. Rote attention emerges when we're highly engaged but not challenged, like scrolling social media, explaining why these mechanical activities continue without mental fatigue. Boredom appears when neither engagement nor challenge is present, making us hyper-aware of time passing slowly. Frustration arises when we're highly challenged but disengaged, struggling with difficult obligations that drain our resources despite our lack of interest. Our attention follows natural daily rhythms, typically peaking at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Research shows certain attentional states make us more susceptible to distractions. Instead of pursuing constant focus, we should recognize our cognitive ebbs and flows, intentionally shifting between different attentional states for optimal balance. Multitasking is actually rapid attention switching. True multitasking only works when at least one activity requires minimal cognitive effort. Knowledge workers average just 3 minutes on any activity before switching, with computer attention spans even shorter at 2.5 minutes. This fragmentation has worsened, with average screen attention plummeting from 150 seconds in 2004 to 47 seconds today. Even when considering higher-level working spheres, distinct projects, or responsibilities, we remain scattered, managing about 12 spheres daily with just 10 and a half minutes on each before switching. After interruptions, it takes 25 minutes to return to the original task, with people typically completing 2.26 other tasks first. Despite beliefs that multitasking enhances productivity, evidence shows the opposite. Task switching slows performance, increases errors, and creates attention residue that interferes with current work. Studies link multitasking with stress markers, including decreased immunity, higher blood pressure, and greater perceived mental workload. Though harmful to both productivity and cognition, multitasking feels unavoidable in our polychronic world. We do it because falling behind seems like the only alternative. The internet's design mirrors our associative thinking, shifting us from goal-directed searching to following click-based associations. Companies analyze your digital footprints with algorithms that can predict your personality with startling accuracy. Just 300 Facebook likes can reveal more about you than your partner knows. These insights power algorithms designed to capture attention by presenting what interests you most. TikTok's recommender engine creates an attention trap through data collection about videos and users, observing responses and adjusting recommendations in a continuous feedback loop. TikTok videos captivate by condensing film structure, introduction, tension, and climax into 15-second segments with surprise endings. Our media environment fundamentally shapes attention patterns. Film shot lengths have shortened from 12 seconds in 1930s films to less than 4 seconds by 2010, conditioning viewers to expect rapid changes. Social influence amplifies this effect, as young people show heightened brain reward activation when viewing highly liked Instagram photos. We invest considerable attention constructing online personas across multiple platforms, a rewarding but time-consuming endeavor that further fragments our focus. The goal isn't maximizing productivity with devices, but maintaining psychological balance while achieving our aims. Balance means homeostasis between the parasympathetic, rest and digest, and sympathetic, fight or flight, nervous systems. When balanced, we experience positive emotions that enhance creativity and problem solving. We can develop agency through 4 key strategies. First, cultivate meta-awareness by observing your digital behavior objectively. Second, practice forethought by visualizing how current digital actions affect your future. Third, develop self-regulation by restructuring your digital environment to reduce attention triggers and creating hooks that pull you out of attention traps. Fourth, use self-reflection to course correct and achieve attention control. Design your day with awareness of limited mental resources, including negative space, intentional breaks surrounding focused work. Contrary to popular belief, mindless activities like gardening help us relax and replenish cognitive resources. Though we're in the digital world's infancy, we can be optimistic. Despite notifications and conditioning, we still own our attention. By understanding our natural attentional rhythms and creating intentional relationships with technology, we can reclaim our minds in a world designed to capture them.